Oh, yeah.
John emailed. He was listening when we were talking last hour about, you know, you should be under 10 cents a kilowatt hour off peak. And he said, how can that be when I pay APS 11 cents per kilowatt hour and off peak? Well, John, I'm not, you check your rate plan, because I'm looking at APS's website, and the Saver's Choice Max is 5 cents off peak. Then there's a Saver's Choice Plus, and then there's a Saver's Choice, and all of them are under 11 cents off peak. So yeah, you need to call APS and get your rate change plan.
I don't have all the rates memorized, but 11 cents doesn't even sound right. It goes from a nickel off peak in Saver's Max to about 24 cents mm-hmm. on peak. I think the standard rate, just flat all the way, I think it's even like at 14 or 15 cents.
And so the super cooling, what we talk about, is a game where you use the electricity during off peak, and then you try and shut your house down during on peak.
Let it sleep.
And don't consume any power when it's 24 cents a kilowatt hour, and use all your power when it's 5 cents a kilowatt hour. Now, it's not always practical, and on peak is 3 to 8 right now, and you know, we can't shut our house down at that time, but you try and use the majority of your air conditioning and your electricity.
Well, I think when we've got cheapest. Too many callers on hold. We're not going to be able to get to all of them. So, but don't hang up, because if you've made it in, we'll answer your question, okay? We're going to have time for John calling from Tucson. Let's take John.
And as we do that, text Sun Devils if you'd like to go watch ASU take down the USC Trojans basketball team. It's next Saturday, February 8th. Text to 411-923. Just text Sun Devils. This is for Section B1, which is right behind the hoop, slightly to the left, and it's Section 1, so you're up. So you're right above the college section, which I hear is pretty obnoxious. I've never been, but they say that's kind of like a...
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, let's get to John real quick. Good morning, John.
Hey, Rosie.
Calling from Tucson. How can we help you this morning real quick?
Okay, I put a foam roof on 1985.
Okay.
And I need to change it out before it starts to leak. It doesn't leak now. And I have had four estimates for a new roof for shingles from 14,000 to 8,600. And then this last one, I have a fiberglass built-up roof with hot asphalt for 7,860. How good are the asphalt built-up asphalt versus shingles?
And you've got a foam roof now, so it's a fairly low pitch?
Fairly low. Some of them say, well, I can do shingles, but not on the porch or not on the patio.
Yeah. Okay.
They have to do build up.
Okay. Well, John, those fiberglass shingles come by weight. The heavier they are, the more longer warranty you're going to get on it. If you've had roofers look at it, you can't put shingles on a low slope roof. There's a minimum they can do. On low slope roofs, they have to install it over special paper, installed a special way. But I couldn't encourage you to do what I tell all Arizona homeowners to do. Go to rosieonthehouse.com, click on the certified partner tab, type in Tucson as your area, type in roofing, and you'll get West Coast Roofing. And you'll get Lions Roofing. Have one of those two guys come out and take a look at it. They'll give you all the options. They can install anything, and get their guidance before you proceed. And that would be the best tip I could give you. Romy, what are the takeaways from today's show? 1 7 o'clock hour. If you didn't hear it, you got a podcast.
Well, or if you want to know if somebody's patriotic or not, you know, that's your test. You can't make it throughout that without choking up.
Thank you, Colonel Thomas H. Kirk, for joining us in the 7 o'clock hour. If you want to tear up with tears of patriotic, heartfelt emotion, you've got to podcast the 7 o'clock hour. 8 o'clock, we had Arizona Farm Bureau in talking about Duncan Family Farms and all the things they were doing with fresh produce. 3 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour, we talked about living with your homeowner association. And today we talked about rodents. And I don't think you convinced anybody that there's a roof rat sauce pecan in the near future.
Not in this country, partner.
Hey. So much for hot breakfast now.
Next Saturday, our to-dos are light dimmers. We'll be talking trees in the 8 o'clock hour. And then you guys have a curb appeal as it relates to K-Biz and what y'all learned in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, baby.
In the meantime, Rosie on the house.com.